Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the Murder Tape Chronicles. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present The Silent Canvas, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1: Shadows on the Canvas. The rain lashed against the cracked windows of the old apartment building, each drop echoing like a heartbeat in the silent, decaying neighborhood. Detective Elliot Grayson stood in the dimly lit hallway, his trench coat dripping with water and grime. The faint smell of mildew mixed with the sharp tang of despair, a scent Elliot had come to associate with crime scenes like this one. He sighed heavily, rubbing a hand over his stubbled jaw as he prepared to step inside. "Detective," a young officer called from the doorway, his face pale. "You'll want to see this." Elliot nodded and entered. The apartment was a time capsule of neglect. Peeling wallpaper curled like dead leaves, and the flickering light from a single bulb cast distorted shadows on the walls. But the room's grim ambience paled in comparison to the sight before him. A woman lay sprawled on the floor, her lifeless eyes staring at the ceiling. Blood pooled beneath her, dark and viscous, seeping into the cracks of the worn hardwood. Her hands were splayed, as though reaching for help that never came. A jagged slash across her throat told a story Elliot had seen too many times before. "Any witnesses?" he asked, his voice gravelly from years of cigarettes and late nights. The officer hesitated, then gestured toward a small figure seated on the couch. Elliot turned, his heart sinking. Lila. His daughter sat curled in the corner, clutching a sketchpad to her chest. Her wide eyes were fixed on the floor, and her lips quivered, though no sound escaped. Elliot's stomach tightened. He had fought to keep Lila out of his work, to shield her from the darkness that had consumed so much of his life. But now, that darkness had found her. "She was here?" Elliot asked, his tone sharp. The officer nodded. "She was in the other room. Found her when we arrived." "She's not talking, sir." "Of course she wasn't." Lila hadn't spoken a word since the accident 2 years ago that had taken her mother. Elliot knew better than anyone that trauma had a way of silencing people. He took a deep breath, pushing the ache in his chest aside. "Let me handle this," he said, kneeling in front of Lila.
"Hey, sweetheart. It's me."
Lila's gaze flickered to him briefly before returning to the floor. Her grip on the sketchpad tightened.
"It's okay," Elliot continued, his voice softening. "You're safe now. Can I see what you've got there?"
For a moment, she didn't move. Then slowly, she held out the sketchpad. Elliot took it carefully, flipping it open to the first page. His breath caught in his throat. The drawing was crude but chillingly detailed. A figure stood over a prone body, a knife raised high. The slash of red crayon across the paper was unmistakable. Elliot felt a cold shiver race down his spine. This wasn't just a drawing. It was a witness statement. "Did you see this happen, Lila?" he asked gently. She nodded, her small hands twisting in her lap. Elliot's mind raced. He had no idea how to process this, his own daughter witnessing a murder. She was the only link to the killer, and yet her silence left him grasping at shadows. He closed the sketchpad and reached out, placing a reassuring hand on her shoulder.
"You did good, sweetheart. I promise I'll figure this out. You don't have to be scared anymore."
But as he spoke the words, he wasn't sure he believed them. The world was a dangerous place, and Lila had just been thrust into its darkest corner. Back at the precinct, Elliot sat at his desk, the sketchpad open in front of him. The crime scene photos and Lila's drawings lay side by side, pieces of a puzzle that refused to fit. He ran a hand through his graying hair, his frustration mounting. The killer had left no trace, no fingerprints, no witnesses other than Lila.
"Long night," a familiar voice asked.
Elliot glanced up to see his partner, Detective Kara Lang, holding two cups of coffee. She set one down in front of him and slid into the chair opposite.
"Understatement of the year," he muttered, taking a sip.
The bitter liquid did little to clear the fog in his mind. Kara leaned forward, studying the sketchpad.
"This is Lila's?" He nodded. "She saw it happen. drew this right after. But she's still not talking. Kara's expression softened. She's been through a lot, Elliot. Maybe give her some time. We don't have time, he snapped, then immediately regretted it. He sighed, pinching the bridge of his nose. Sorry. I can't let this one go, Kara. Whoever did this, they're still out there. And Lila's, she's all I have left. Kara nodded, her gaze steady. We'll figure it out. Together. As the night wore on, Elliot's desk became a fortress of case files, sketches, and coffee cups. But one detail kept gnawing at him, the figure in Lila's drawing. There was something familiar about it, a shadow from the past he couldn't quite place. And then, in the quiet hours before dawn, it hit him. The slant of the shoulders, the tilt of the head, it reminded him of Victor Crane, the friendly neighbor who always seemed to be in the wrong place at the right time. A chill ran through him as he realized that Lila's silence wasn't just fear. It was protection. Someone was watching. Someone who knew more than they let on. Elliot's jaw tightened as he stood, grabbing his coat. He had a name, and now he needed answers. But deep down, a part of him already knew the truth. The shadows on the canvas weren't just figments of Lila's imagination. They were real. And they were closing in. Chapter 2, The Echo of Silence. The morning sun filtered through the blinds of Elliot Grayson's apartment, casting striped shadows across the cluttered room. Despite the daylight, the detective's mood was as heavy as the overcast skies outside. He sat at the small kitchen table, staring at a cold cup of coffee. Lila sat across from him, her sketch pad balanced on her knees. She was quiet, as always, her pencil scratching softly against the paper. Elliot watched her, searching for some sign of the vibrant child she used to be. But the light in her eyes had dimmed, replaced by a wary solemnity that broke his heart. He hated that she'd been pulled into his world, a world of crime and darkness. Yet here she was, a mute witness to a murder that haunted both of them. "You hungry?" he asked, his voice gruff but gentle. Lila didn't look up. She simply shook her head and continued drawing. Elliot sighed, running a hand through his hair. He'd promised her safety, but he couldn't even promise her a sense of normalcy. The case was weighing on him, the unanswered questions piling up like the stacks of files on his desk. And now there was Victor Crane, the too helpful neighbor who always seemed to be around. Elliot couldn't shake the feeling that Victor knew more than he let on. The sound of Lila's pencil stopped abruptly. She slid the sketch pad across the table toward him. Elliot picked it up, his chest tightening as he studied the image. It was another scene of violence, but this one was different. The crude lines depicted a dark room with a single light hanging from the ceiling. A shadowy figure stood in the corner, watching. In the center of the room lay a body, its features obscured by jagged strokes of black crayon. "Is this what you saw?" Elliot asked, his voice steady despite the unease crawling up his spine. Lila nodded, her small hands twisting in her lap. Elliot leaned back, the weight of the drawing pressing on him. The scene felt familiar, like a faint echo of something he couldn't quite place. He needed to dig deeper, but the thought of involving Lila any further made his stomach churn. Later that day, Elliot paid a visit to Victor Crane. The man's apartment was two floors above the crime scene, and Elliot had seen him lingering near the police tape the night before. Victor opened the door with a wide smile that didn't quite reach his eyes. "Detective Grayson," Victor greeted, his voice smooth. "What brings you by?" Elliot glanced past him into the apartment. It was immaculate, almost too perfect, with pristine white walls and carefully arranged furniture. It felt more like a showroom than a home. "I have a few questions about the night of the murder," Elliot said, his tone neutral. Victor stepped aside, motioning for him to enter.
"Of course. Anything I can do to help?"
Elliot stepped inside, his eyes scanning the room. There was nothing out of place, nothing that screamed suspicion, but his instincts told him to stay alert.
"You were outside when we arrived," Elliot began. "Did you see or hear anything unusual?"
Victor shook his head, his expression one of practiced concern. "I heard some commotion earlier in the evening, but I didn't think much of it. It's not uncommon in a neighborhood like this, you know." Elliot nodded, studying the man. "You didn't see anyone leaving the apartment?"
"No, I'm afraid not. I wish I could be more helpful."
Victor's smile returned, polite but distant. "How's your daughter, by the way?"
"Such a sweet girl."
The question caught Elliot off guard. His gaze sharpened, and he took a step closer. "How do you know my daughter?" Victor's smile faltered for a split second before recovering. Oh, I've seen her around. She's always drawing. Such talent for someone her age. Elliot didn't respond. Instead, he let the silence stretch, watching Victor's reaction. The man shifted slightly, his hands clasping and unclasping in a subtle display of nervous energy. If you think of anything else, Elliot said finally, pulling out a card and handing it to Victor, give me a call. Victor nodded, taking the card with a steady hand. Will do, detective. You have a good day now. As Elliot left the apartment, his mind churned. Victor was hiding something, he was sure of it. But without concrete evidence, all he had was a hunch, and Lila's drawings. That night, Elliot sat in his dimly lit office, poring over case files. He'd pulled every report connected to Victor Crane, searching for anything that might tie him to the murder. So far, he'd found nothing, no criminal record, no complaints, not even a parking ticket. Victor was as clean as they came, and that made Elliot all the more suspicious. A soft knock at the door pulled him from his thoughts. Lila stood in the doorway, clutching her sketch pad. Hey, sweetheart, Elliot said, motioning for her to come in. Can't sleep. She shook her head, climbing onto the chair beside him. She opened the sketch pad and pointed to a new drawing. Elliot's heart sank as he studied it. This time, the image was of a face. The features were rough but unmistakable, deep-set eyes, a sharp nose, and a thin-lipped smile. It was Victor Crane. Elliot's grip on the sketch tightened. He looked at Lila, his voice low and steady. Did he hurt you? Lila shook her head but pointed to the drawing again, her expression urgent. You're saying he did it? She nodded, her eyes wide with fear. Elliot's chest tightened. He'd been right about Victor, but knowing and proving were two different things. He couldn't let this slide, not when Lila's safety was at stake. He reached out, pulling her into a protective hug. It's going to be okay, he whispered. I won't let him hurt you. I promise. But as he held her, the weight of that promise pressed down on him. Victor Crane wasn't just a suspect anymore. He was a threat, and Elliot would stop at nothing to bring him down. Chapter 3: Pieces of a Puzzle. The city streets hummed with life, but for Elliot Grayson, the world felt eerily still. He parked his car outside the precinct, gripping the steering wheel tightly. Lila's latest drawing weighed heavily on his mind. The face etched in crude lines and shadowed strokes was unmistakable. Victor Crane. A man who had somehow managed to slip through the cracks of Elliot's scrutiny until now. I'll get him, Elliot muttered to himself, stepping out of the car and slamming the door shut. Inside the precinct, the fluorescent lights buzzed faintly, casting a sterile glow over the rows of desks and bulletin boards cluttered with case files. Elliot made his way to his desk, dropping Lila's sketchpad onto a pile of reports. Detective Kara Lang was already there, leaning against his desk with a fresh coffee in hand. You look like hell, Kara said, handing him the cup. Thanks, Elliot grumbled, taking a sip. The bitter liquid offered little comfort. Lila drew something new last night. It's him, Kara. Victor Crane. Kara frowned, crossing her arms. The neighbor? You really think he's our guy? I know it, Elliot replied. But knowing and proving are two different things. We need something solid to tie him to the scene. Kara nodded, her expression thoughtful. What about the knife? Forensics turn up anything. Elliot shook his head. No fingerprints, no DNA. It was wiped clean. Whoever did this knew exactly what they were doing. Then we're back to square one, Kara said, her frustration evident. Unless your daughter's drawings count as evidence. Elliot's jaw tightened. They're a lead. And I'm not letting this guy slip away because of a lack of hard evidence. By midday, Elliot found himself standing outside Victor Crane's apartment again, a warrant in hand. He'd spent the morning convincing a judge that Victor's proximity to the crime and Lila's silent testimony were enough to justify a search. Now, with Kara by his side, he prepared to uncover the truth. Victor answered the door with his usual smile, though it faltered slightly when he saw the paper in Elliot's hand. Detective Grayson, Victor greeted, his tone carefully neutral. To what do I owe the pleasure? Elliot held up the warrant. We need to take a look around, Mr. Crane. Victor's eyes flicked to Kara, then back to Elliot. Of course. Please come in. The apartment was as pristine as ever, every surface spotless, every item meticulously arranged. It was the kind of orderliness that made Elliot's skin crawl.
People didn't live like this. Not unless they had something to hide. Elliot and Kara began their search, moving methodically through the rooms. Victor watched from the doorway, his hands clasped behind his back. He didn't protest, didn't ask questions. He just stood there, calm and composed. In the bedroom, Elliot opened a closet and paused. A row of neatly pressed suits hung in perfect alignment. Beneath them, a pair of black shoes gleamed under the light. But it wasn't the clothing that caught his attention. It was the faint metallic smell that lingered in the air. "Kara," he called, his voice low. She appeared at his side, her brows furrowing. "What is it?" Elliot knelt, running his hand along the closet floor. His fingers brushed against something cold and hard. He pulled it out carefully, revealing a small, locked metal box. "Looks like our friend has secrets," Elliot said, holding up the box. Victor's voice drifted from the doorway. "I trust you'll find nothing out of the ordinary, detective." Ignoring him, Elliot set the box on the bed and examined the lock. It was simple enough, the kind that could be picked with a little patience. He grabbed a paperclip from his pocket and got to work. Within minutes, the lock clicked open. Inside the box were several items, a collection of old photographs, a few newspaper clippings, and a single black glove. Elliot's gaze zeroed in on the photos. They were of women, all smiling, all unaware of the camera. One of the faces was painfully familiar. "The victim," Kara murmured, her voice laced with horror. Elliot nodded, his stomach churning. He flipped through the photos, each one more unsettling than the last. They were trophies, he realized. Proof of Victor's obsession, his twisted need to document his crimes. "This is enough to bring him in," Elliot said, closing the box. He turned to Victor, who still stood in the doorway, his expression unreadable. "You're under arrest." At the precinct, Victor sat in the interrogation room, his hands cuffed to the table. He was calm, almost unnervingly so, his eyes fixed on Elliot as though sizing him up. "You've got the wrong man, detective," Victor said, his voice smooth. "I'm just a neighbor. A concerned citizen." "Concerned citizens don't keep trophies of their victims," Elliot shot back, slamming the metal box onto the table. "We found these in your apartment. Care to explain?" Victor leaned back in his chair, a faint smile playing on his lips. "Photos aren't proof of anything. Maybe I like photography. Is that a crime now?" Elliot's fists clenched. "You're a murderer, Crane. And I'll prove it." Victor's smile widened. "You seem so sure, detective. But tell me, how do you think your daughter will feel when she finds out you've been harassing an innocent man?" Elliot froze. The threat was subtle, but it was there, hanging in the air like a storm cloud. Victor wasn't just a killer, he was a predator, one who knew exactly how to get under Elliot's skin. "This isn't over," Elliot said, his voice low and dangerous. Victor leaned forward, his eyes gleaming. "No, detective. It's just beginning." Chapter 4, Whispers of Truth. Elliot paced the narrow confines of his office, his mind racing. Victor Crane's mocking words echoed in his ears. The man was taunting him, daring him to prove what he already knew in his gut. But knowing and proving, those were worlds apart. He glanced at the evidence board, cluttered with photographs, notes, and Lila's haunting sketches. Every lead seemed to loop back to Victor, but the lack of concrete proof gnawed at Elliot's resolve. "You need to step back," Kara said, leaning against the doorframe. She'd been watching him spiral for hours. "You're too close to this." Elliot stopped pacing and turned to her. "How am I supposed to step back when my daughter's life might be in danger? He's playing games with us, Kara, and I'm not going to wait until he makes his next move." Kara crossed her arms, her expression softening. "I get it, Elliot. I do. But burning yourself out isn't going to help Lila or this case. You need a fresh angle." Elliot hesitated, then sighed, running a hand through his hair. She was right, but the thought of taking a step back felt like giving Victor the upper hand. That evening, Elliot sat at the kitchen table, Lila's sketchpad open before him. She was in her room, the door slightly ajar, her soft humming drifting into the hallway. It was one of the few sounds she'd made in weeks, and it tugged at Elliot's heart. He flipped through the pages, his eyes lingering on the crude but powerful images. Each drawing told a story: the murder scene, the shadowy figure, the cold, dead eyes of the victim. But one page stood out, a drawing of a house, its windows glowing yellow against a black background. In one of the windows, a pair of eyes stared out, watching. Elliot frowned. The house looked familiar, but he couldn't place it. He pulled out his phone and snapped a picture of the drawing, then sent it to Kara. Elliot, recognize this? Her reply came almost instantly. Kara, looks like an old boarding house on Maple. Abandoned for years. Why? Elliot's pulse quickened. He grabbed his coat and headed for Lila's room. She looked up as he entered, her wide eyes filled with curiosity and a hint of fear. Hey, sweetheart, he said gently. I need to check something out. Kara's going to stay with you, okay? She nodded, her small hands clutching a stuffed rabbit. Elliot crouched down and kissed her forehead. I'll be back soon. I promise. The old boarding house on Maple was a crumbling relic of the past, its once grand facade now cloaked in decay. Elliot parked his car across the street and surveyed the building. The windows were boarded up, the front door hanging ajar. It was the perfect hiding place for someone who didn't want to be found. He approached cautiously, his hand resting on the gun at his hip. The air was thick with the smell of mildew and rot, and the floorboards groaned under his weight as he stepped inside. The interior was dark, the faint moonlight casting eerie shadows on the walls. Elliot's flashlight cut through the gloom, illuminating a trail of footprints in the dust. His heart pounded as he followed them, each step bringing him closer to the truth. The footprints led to a door at the end of the hall. He pushed it open, his grip tightening on his flashlight. The room was empty, save for a single chair and a table in the center. On the table lay a stack of photographs. Elliot's stomach twisted as he flipped through them. They were of Lila, taken from a distance, her walking to school, sitting on the porch, playing in the yard. The final photo was of her in her room, drawing at her desk. Elliot's blood ran cold. Victor had been watching them. Looking for something, detective? The voice came from the shadows, low and taunting. Elliot spun around, his flashlight sweeping the room. Victor Crane stepped into the light, his hands raised in mock surrender, a smug smile on his face. You son of a bitch, Elliot growled, drawing his gun. You've been stalking my daughter. Victor chuckled, his calm demeanor infuriating. You're so predictable, Grayson. Always charging in without thinking. It's almost too easy. Elliot advanced, his finger hovering over the trigger. Give me one reason not to put a bullet in you right now. Because you need me, Victor said, his smile widening. Without me, you'll never find the truth. And trust me, detective, the truth is much darker than you think. Elliot's grip tightened on the gun, his mind racing. Victor was playing a game, and Elliot was caught in his web. But he couldn't let his anger cloud his judgment. He lowered the gun slightly, his jaw clenched. You're coming with me, he said, his voice cold. Victor's eyes gleamed with amusement. Gladly, detective. Let's see how far you're willing to go. Back at the precinct, Victor sat in the interrogation room, his smug confidence unshaken. Elliot watched him through the one-way glass, his fists clenched at his sides. He's toying with us, Kara said, her voice tense. But he slipped up. Those photos tie him to Lila. We can hold him on that. It's not enough, Elliot muttered. We need something definitive, something that puts him at the scene of the murder. Kara placed a hand on his shoulder. We'll get it. He'll make a mistake. Elliot nodded, though doubt lingered in his mind. Victor Crane was a master manipulator, a predator who thrived on control. And as Elliot stared at the man through the glass, he couldn't shake the feeling that they were still dancing to Victor's tune. For Lila's sake, Elliot vowed to break that rhythm, no matter the cost. Chapter 5. The trap is set. The precinct buzzed with an undercurrent of tension. Victor Crane's presence seemed to seep into every corner of the building, a reminder that danger had a face and a name. Elliot Grayson stood outside the interrogation room, his hands stuffed into his pockets, his thoughts a chaotic storm. Victor's smug expression had been etched into Elliot's mind since the arrest, and he couldn't shake the feeling that the man still had the upper hand. You can't keep him here forever, Kara said, appearing at Elliot's side. Her voice was calm, but her eyes mirrored his unease. Without more evidence, he'll walk. I know, Elliot muttered. He turned to face her, his jaw tight. But we've got enough to set a trap. Kara raised an eyebrow. A trap? What are you thinking? Elliot leaned closer, lowering his voice. We let him think he's in the clear. Play to his arrogance. He'll slip up, Kara. They always do. Kara hesitated, then nodded. If we're doing this, we need to be careful. Victor's not just smart, he's dangerous. Elliot didn't need the reminder. He'd seen the danger in Victor's eyes, a cold, calculating gleam that sent shivers down his spine. But this time, Elliot was determined to outsmart him. That evening, Victor was released on bail. Elliot watched him leave, his hands clenched into fists at his sides. Victor's parting smirk was a knife to the gut, but Elliot forced himself to remain calm. This was part of the plan. As Victor walked out into the night, Elliot's mind raced with the next steps. Back at his apartment, Elliot found Lila sitting at the kitchen table, her sketch pad open. She looked up as he entered, her eyes searching his face for answers. Elliot crouched beside her, placing a reassuring hand on her shoulder. "He's not gone for good," he said softly. "We're going to catch him. But I need your help, sweetheart." Lila tilted her head, her pencil poised over the paper. Elliot reached for the sketch pad, flipping to a blank page. "Do you remember anything else about that night?" he asked. "Anything you haven't drawn yet?" Lila hesitated, then nodded slowly. She began to draw, her strokes deliberate and precise. Elliot watched in silence as the image took shape, a hand gloved, holding a knife. The details were chillingly accurate, down to the faint reflection of light on the blade. But it was the background that caught Elliot's attention, a faint outline of a mirror, cracked and tarnished. Elliot's breath hitched. "A mirror," he murmured. "Was this in the room?" Lila nodded, her expression solemn. Elliot stood, his mind working furiously. If there was a mirror, there might have been a reflection. And if there was a reflection, there might still be a chance to link Victor to the scene. The next day, Elliot and Kara returned to the crime scene. The apartment was still sealed, its grim contents untouched. As they stepped inside, Elliot's eyes went straight to the corner where the victim had been found. The mirror was there, just as Lila had drawn it. Cracked and dirty, it hung on the wall like a silent witness. "Let's hope this thing has a memory," Kara said, pulling on gloves. Elliot carefully removed the mirror from the wall, his movements precise. They took it back to the precinct, where a forensics team got to work. Hours later, Elliot's phone buzzed with a message. "Forensics, found partial prints on the mirror. Running them now." Elliot showed the message to Kara, a glimmer of hope in his tired eyes. "This could be it." Kara nodded. "Let's just hope we get a match." As the sun dipped below the horizon, Elliot received the call he'd been waiting for. The prints were a match, Victor Crane. Elliot felt a surge of vindication, but it was tempered by the knowledge that they weren't done yet. They needed more, something that would ensure Victor couldn't wriggle out of this. "We're going to make him confess," Elliot said, determination hardening his voice. "How?" Kara asked, leaning against his desk. Elliot reached for Lila's sketchpad, flipping to the drawing of the mirror. "He thinks he's smarter than us. Let's use that against him." The trap was simple in theory, but its success hinged on Victor's arrogance. Elliot invited him to the precinct under the guise of clearing up misunderstandings about the case. Victor arrived with his usual confidence, dressed impeccably and exuding charm. "Detective Grayson," Victor greeted, extending a hand. "I trust you've come to your senses." Elliot ignored the gesture, motioning for Victor to take a seat. "We've uncovered new evidence," he said, his tone neutral. "I thought you might want the chance to clarify a few things." Victor's smile faltered slightly, but he recovered quickly. "Of course. Always happy to help." Elliot placed a photograph on the table. It was a close-up of the knife, the gloved hand, and the mirror in the background. Victor's eyes flicked to it, and for the first time, Elliot saw a crack in his facade. "Interesting image, isn't it?" Elliot said, leaning forward. "We pulled prints from that mirror. Yours, to be exact." Victor's jaw tightened. "You're bluffing." Elliot's lips curved into a cold smile. "Try me." The room fell silent, the tension thick enough to cut with a knife. Finally, Victor leaned back in his chair, his expression unreadable. "Well played, detective," he said, his voice low. "But you've only seen the edges of the canvas. The full picture, now that's a masterpiece." Elliot's eyes narrowed. "We'll see about that." Victor's laughter echoed through the room as he was led away in handcuffs. Elliot watched him go, the weight on his shoulders lighter but not gone. The trap had worked, but the game wasn't over yet. There were still shadows to uncover, secrets to unearth. And Elliot knew that the final confrontation was drawing closer. Chapter 6, Silent Justice. The precinct was quieter than usual, as though the building itself was holding its breath. Elliot Grayson sat at his desk, the weight of the past few days pressing down on him. The room was bathed in the amber glow of the setting sun, casting long shadows across the walls. Despite the victory of Victor Crane's arrest, Elliot couldn't shake the feeling that the case wasn't over. Victor's parting words lingered in his mind, "The full picture, now that's a masterpiece." Lila's drawings were spread across the desk, each one a haunting fragment of the truth. She had captured details no one else had seen, details that pointed to a darker, more insidious web of deception. Elliot rubbed his temples, exhaustion threatening to overtake him, when Cara Lang walked in, holding a folder. "You're going to want to see this," she said, dropping the folder onto his desk. Elliot opened it, his eyes scanning the pages. Forensics had gone through Victor's belongings with a fine-toothed comb. Among the items recovered was a notebook, its pages filled with names, dates, and locations. Elliot's stomach churned as he recognized some of the names. Unsolved cases, victims whose killers had never been caught. "He's been at this for years," Elliot muttered, flipping through the pages. "This isn't just about Lila. He's a serial predator." Kara nodded grimly. "And he's been careful. No fingerprints, no witnesses, until now." Elliot's jaw tightened. "We've got enough to put him away for good. But it's not enough to stop him. Not if he's still pulling strings." Kara frowned. "What are you thinking?" "I'm thinking he's hiding something bigger," Elliot said. "Something he doesn't want us to find." Later that night, Elliot sat in the interrogation room, facing Victor Crane across the table. The man's smug demeanor hadn't wavered, even in the face of overwhelming evidence. Victor's hands were cuffed, but his posture was relaxed, as though he were simply a guest at an uncomfortable dinner. "You've been busy, Victor," Elliot said, tossing the notebook onto the table. "This is enough to bury you. But you already know that, don't you?" Victor's lips curled into a smile. "Oh, detective, you give me too much credit. I'm just a man who happens to have a knack for observation." "Observation," Elliot repeated, leaning forward. "That what you call stalking and murdering innocent people?" Victor shrugged. "Innocence is subjective, wouldn't you agree?" Elliot's fists clenched, but he forced himself to remain calm. "You're not as clever as you think, Victor. We've got your prints, your trophies, your little notebook of horrors. You're done." Victor's smile didn't falter. "And yet, here we are. You desperate for answers, and me enjoying the show." Elliot's eyes narrowed. "You think this is a game?" "It's always been a game, detective," Victor said, leaning forward. "The question is, are you willing to play it to the end?" Elliot left the room, his mind racing. Victor was goading him, daring him to push further. And as much as Elliot hated to admit it, the man was right. There were still pieces missing, and Elliot needed to find them before Victor could exploit them. He returned to his office and pulled out Lila's latest drawings. One, in particular, caught his attention. It was a map, crudely sketched but unmistakable. It depicted a wooded area, with an X marking a specific spot. Elliot's heart sank as he realized what it might mean. "Kara," he called, holding up the drawing. "I need you to pull up records on this location. It looks like the woods near Maple." Kara frowned but nodded, heading to her desk. Minutes later, she returned with a printout. "There's a cabin out there," she said. "Abandoned for years. The owner's long dead, and no one's touched it since." Elliot grabbed his coat. "We're going out there. Now." The woods were eerily quiet as Elliot and Kara approached the cabin. The air was thick with the scent of damp earth, and the only sound was the crunch of leaves beneath their boots. The cabin loomed ahead, its silhouette dark against the moonlit sky. Elliot drew his gun, signaling for Kara to do the same. They approached cautiously, their flashlights cutting through the darkness. The door was ajar, creaking as it swung open. Inside, the air was stale, heavy with the weight of secrets long buried. The room was sparse, with only a table and chair in the center. But it was the trapdoor in the floor that drew their attention. Elliot knelt, pulling it open to reveal a set of narrow stairs leading into darkness. "Stay close," he said, descending the stairs with Kara following. The basement was cold and damp, the walls lined with shelves. On those shelves were jars, each one labeled with a name and a date. Elliot's stomach turned as he realized what they were: trophies, mementos of Victor's victims. "This is it," Kara whispered. "This is what he was hiding." Elliot nodded, his jaw clenched. But as they moved deeper into the room, they found something even more chilling. At the far end was a small alcove, its walls covered in photographs. Lila's face stared back at them from dozens of angles, each one more invasive than the last. "He's been watching her for years," Elliot muttered, his voice trembling with rage.
"We've got him now," Kara said. "There's no way he can talk his way out of this."
Back at the precinct, Victor sat in silence as the evidence was laid out before him. His smile was gone, replaced by a cold, empty stare. Elliot leaned over the table, his voice low and firm.
"It's over, Victor," he said. "You're never going to hurt anyone again."
Victor didn't respond, his eyes fixed on the photographs. Finally, he spoke, his voice barely above a whisper.
"The masterpiece," he said. "You've seen it now, haven't you?"
Elliot straightened, his expression hard.
"It's not a masterpiece. It's a nightmare.
And you're going to pay for every single one of those lives." As Victor was led away, Elliot felt a weight lift from his shoulders. But as he returned to his desk, he found Lila's sketchpad waiting for him. Flipping through the pages, he realized there were still blank spaces, spaces for more stories, more truths to be uncovered. The case was closed, but the shadows on the canvas remained. And Elliot knew his fight against the darkness was far from over.